Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the breakfast huddle. I'm Elliot Danker, together with a man who washes his phone, Timothy Goh.
Timothy Goh washes his phone because his phone can't be washed. And now I also wash the case.
So I just get one of those like alcohol swabs or even the ones that we use, the wet wipes.
It gets sticky, don't you think?
Yeah.
It has this sticky texture that I don't like. So I just wash it with soap and water, the simple way.
Interesting. Well, I mean, to be fair, you know, it doesn't matter if you're one of those TikTok Generation Z or work from home boomer. Names that we're trying to come up with.
Gen X. We are Gen X. Don't forget.
We are somewhere. Yeah. But, you know, without a doubt, we're heavily intertwined with technology. Yeah, most of us are glued to our mobile phones because these phones, you know, these days they can do anything.
And it's one of those, like, you don't have your phone with you, you feel like your heart would skip a beat, you know?
Yeah.
So you bring it anywhere you go to places you shouldn't be using your phone as well, which means your phone gets dirty, gets germy and everything like that. It's probably one of the dirtiest possessions we have when you think about it.
Then you got the whole COVID-19 situation. How many times have you used your phone to press the buttons on an elevator because you didn't want to touch it with your own hands, right? On a lift, rather. Most people out there don't want to risk, you know, ruining their phones by wetting its surface unless you're Timothy Goh who can wash his phone. So you get a case of disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer, maybe not so, but how do you keep your phones clean? That's the question we're asking this morning.
There are technological ways to do this, of course, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today with Brian Wong Xiaoren, co-founder of Zygenic.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for taking the time. We're going to talk in just a while what you guys have come up with to clean your phones. But for now, Zygenic believes in creating a world that is safe to live in. You make products that help people live life to the fullest. What do you mean by that? Tell us a little bit more about the company.
All right. So our company, we are a health tech startup. We aim to create high-quality products that makes hygiene very easy and convenient. So people can have practice good hygiene, have good health, and therefore fall sick less often and live life better.
All right. So where does Zygenic technology come in then? How can you make this, let's just talk about this phone sanitizing thing that we've been talking about. How does that work?
What we use is UVGI, which is ultraviolet germicidal UV radiation. So sorry, the word is quite a tongue twister for me.
Okay.
So what it does is it uses a UVC light, which is about 200 to 290 nm or nanometers. So what it does is it destroys the nuclear acid of microorganisms. So in this way, it breaks down the microorganisms and therefore sanitizes your phone.
Now, I've seen UV light sanitizing utensils in food courts or even baby products in a UV sanitizing box. Is this the same sort of technology that you're talking about?
I can't speak for the other products because like there are already some variations of UV technology right now in the market. But for us, what we use is UVC light and UVGI. So both also eradicate the germs around, but for us, the thing that sets us apart is our thoughtful design of product that has like wireless charging. It also has like a translucent lid so you can check your phone for any notifications that you might have during the sanitizing process. So it's a really portable and easy device for you to keep your hygiene.
I get it. So never miss a minute on your phone. Brian, okay, I have two questions to sort of add more context to what we're talking about. And one of it is to try and debunk something that Tim is doing. First, how dirty are our phones? I mean, obviously, if you create a device, you would know what kind of germs we're talking about here.
Yes, right. So during our research, like before we actually founded this company, we did our research and findings, and we actually found that there were some researchers at the University of Arizona. They found that our phones is actually 10 times dirtier than most toilet seats. So imagine that. Like, can you imagine having a toilet seat next to your ear?
On
like
your face.
Because we put our phones
everywhere.
Yeah,
bring that toilet seat in your pocket and bring it everywhere.
True. Okay, then based on that, right, my friend here washes his phone. Is it better to use your technology? I mean, is your technology more effective at cleaning the phone than what Tim Goh does by washing his phone?
May I know like how exactly does he wash his phone?
Now you're in trouble.
Like, does he soak it in water?
Yeah, I wash it under running water with soap and water. It's a simple way. I mean, it's the simple way of getting rid of the COVID-19 virus, for example. I guess if I use a germicidal soap, I can also get rid of 99.9% of germs from my phone. But it's two separate things, though. The UV sanitizer, you said, kills the
99.9% of germs.
Germs, but what kind of germs are we talking about?
Yeah, so there are a lot of types of germs, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. The list is a lot, but what you're looking at are like the harmful germs that could potentially make you fall sick. You could bring back to your like your home, your loved ones, mm-hmm. your maybe even if you have a kid, it could be potentially quite dangerous as well.
But to quantify, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Brian, to quantify, mm-hmm. can you say that this UV light or sanitizer thing can kill the COVID virus? I mean, we can't say that, right? Because there's a fair amount of extra research that has to go into it.
I think we can't say that it can definitely kill the COVID virus. Mm. Because if it can do that, then why am I thinking I should yeah. be receiving a Nobel Prize or something?
Yeah,
you know?
But to be fair, it is very effective in killing germs. Can I use this device yes, right. to clean other things, like my pillow, for example? Because we say you should sun your pillow often.
I don't think your pillow will fit into the device.
So there's no way I can use it?
It's the size of a phone or a tablet, right?
Actually, it fits most mobile devices, most yeah, iPhone okay. devices right now. But I don't think you can fit a pillow. Because
is this something that can be invented then? I don't have place to sun my pillow.
Yeah, but I know that there are UV technology currently in the world right now. There are UV technology, especially in Singapore, where mm-hmm. there are robots rolled out in the hospitals, mm. the healthcare sector to disinfect the rooms. Mm. And also in water disinfection, there's like UV technology already present.
What about my face mask? Can I use it for my face mask?
No, definitely.
Kill?
It's a very good thing for you to use your face mask so you can just disinfect it.
Ah.
But I would still suggest that you replace your face mask like after a few times mm. because there's still the 0.01%.
All right, Brian, let's talk about the safety of UV though. I mean, not all UV rays are the same, right? So the safety aspect of this product that we're talking about, how often can we disinfect our phone or whatever it is we want to disinfect with the UV technology that you have without putting our hands in danger or anything like that?
So during our research, this was actually one of our concerns when we were developing this product, is that whether, because most of us know that UV can cause like skin and eye irritation.
Mm-hmm.
So like how do we make it safe? So during our research, we realized that UVC light doesn't pass through alkaline. Because of the nanometers, it's actually too short for it to pass through the alkaline. Therefore, it's safe. But if UV light in general, there's like the highest spectrum, which is about 375 nanometers and above, it will allow the UV light to pass through. Therefore, we do not use that spectrum of UV light, but mm-hmm. we use the UVC light, which is the safe spectrum.
Brian, curious question as we wrap things up. You are also the founder of snack startup Walk Walk. I mean, I'm curious about your entrepreneurial journey because you've got F&B and then you've moved to like sort of med tech in that sense or health tech in that sense. What made you decide to make this change?
To be honest, COVID was really a big factor.
Like, right.
It really hit us like small businesses really hard. Because when I was in Walmart, we were selling snacks, so we did a lot of offline events. So mm-hmm. most of our revenue were coming from offline events. So we lost our income and we also incurred losses from like our production costs. So we lost like many months of hard work. So to move on from there to Zygenic, because hygiene has always been an important thing for both sectors, especially in food. Food contamination is a big no-no and a big taboo.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was out, I met a friend to a common interest group. So it came about that we realized that actually COVID, it makes us realize that good hygiene is actually very important. And there was a real problem in the world that we could help solve. And therefore, we founded this company.
Oh, that's fantastic. That means I'm sure, you know, you've got more things in the works, maybe bigger sanitizers for other objects?
That's a possible consideration. But the thing is, it might be too pricey for the average Singaporean. Yeah, because our technology, our company, we are trying to make the UV technology and the phone sanitizer to be as affordable as possible. Like, we actually have some competitors, but like in the United States, but they are selling about like 130 plus SGD, which mm-hmm. compared to our product, is like, we are almost like half price, you know?
Yeah, yours is $89.90, if I'm not wrong?
Yeah, and currently we have a promotional price of like $69.90, so that's right. More than half price.
And how's the take-up been?
We have been really humbled by all the support that people have given us, Singaporeans and customers overseas. And we work to like continue to deliver like high quality products that are easy and convenient to use.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best. We've been speaking with Brian Wang Xiaoren, who's the co-founder of Zygenic. Brian, thanks for taking the time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thanks for having me, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.